With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. Ukraine President Vladimir Zelensky calls the Trump administration's easing of sanctions on Russia not the right decision.
At a news conference with French President Emmanuel Macron, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said the US 30-day waiver on Russian oil sanctions amid the Iran war is not the right decision and won't help bring a stop to Russia's more than four-year-old invasion of Ukraine. Zelensky adds, this easing along by the US could provide Russia with about $10 billion for the war. This certainly does not help peace. I believe that lifting sanctions will, in any case, lead to a strengthening of Russia. I'm Charles Tillesma.
President Trump signed a pair of executive orders Friday aimed at showing his commitment to improving home affordability, a key issue for many voters going into November's election for control of the House and Senate.
Under the first order, the federal government would reduce its own housing regulatory burdens and create incentives for best practices by state and local governments with the goal of making it easier for builders to construct more homes. The second order would reduce the regulatory burdens tied to mortgages and make it easier for smaller community banks to provide home loans. The executive orders show how the Trump administration is seeking to put more of a policy emphasis on the importance of home ownership. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
President Trump says the U.S. destroyed military sites on an island vital to Iran's oil network and warned that the island's oil infrastructure could be next if Iran continues to interfere with the passage of ships through the Strait of Hormuz. The president said U.S. forces on Friday obliterated targets on Iran's Karg Island, which is home to the primary terminal that handles the country's oil exports. Meanwhile, an American official said 2,500 more Marines and an amphibious assault ship are being sent to the Middle East nearly 2 weeks into the war with the Islamic Republic. This is SRN News. Tennessee lawmakers kill an abortion bill.
The measure would have held a woman who has an abortion criminally liable. No other state, even those which have banned or sharply curtailed abortion, has such a law. The issue has divided pro-life advocates both in Tennessee and across the nation. Some say such legislation is needed to further protect the life of the unborn baby. Others argue it would hurt the pro-life cause, pointing out that many women who have abortions do so under pressure. Michael Harrington reporting.
Senegal's parliament has approved a bill that toughens punishment for homosexuality in the largely conservative West African nation. The legislation also calls for punishing the promotion or financing of homosexuality, an attempt to crack down on LGBT advocacy groups. Laws prescribing homosexuality are common across Africa. More than 30 of the 54 countries criminalize same-sex sexual acts. Senegal has joined countries like Kenya, Sierra Leone, and Tanzania, where penalties can include 10 or more years imprisonment. This is SRN News. After much anticipation, NASA has cleared its Artemis moon rocket for an April launch with four astronauts. We hear more on the story from correspondent Ben Thomas.
NASA's new moon rocket's been in the hangar for repairs, but now
all the teams pulled go to launch and fly Artemis II around the moon.
NASA's Lori Glaze.
It's a test flight, and it is not without risk, but our team and our hardware are ready.
Glaze says Artemis will roll back to the launch pad at Florida's Kennedy Space Center next week. And while cautioning there's still work to be done there,
we are on track for a launch as early as April 1st.
It'll mark humanity's first trip to the moon in more than 50 years, targeting a lunar landing for 2028. I'm Ben Thomas.
You'll find more details at srnnews.com. I'm Ron Taylor reporting.